And now, the Gospel Reflection with Father Mark Di Battista.
In this Gospel, we hear that Jesus resolutely turns his face towards Jerusalem. In other words, he knows he has to accomplish there his death, resurrection, and ascension into heaven, his redemption of the whole world. So St. Luke paints this picture for us, and now they're going off to prepare Jesus' journey. Visit a Samaritan town, you know, turns around, James and John, okay guys, I appreciate your excitement, but please boys, this is not exactly what I'm on about. And then we hear three other encounters along the way, making us think that Jesus is inviting and then different responses to the invitation. And what we find first is that not everybody is ready to accept Jesus' response, Jesus' invitation, Jesus' welcome to come and follow him. And hey, what's changed? 2,000 years later and everything in between, we still hear this same reaction. Some respond to Jesus' invitation and others reject it. Some of Jesus' responses can seem a bit harsh. For example, the guy says to him, "Look, let me go and bury my father first. Leave the dead to bury their dead." Ouch! But we need to understand it customarily, what it meant in those times. And we have a parallel of this from the book of Kings, when Elijah anoints Elisha as prophet. You see, it was a euphemism. Basically, my father is getting on in years. Let me wait until he dies, and then I will come and follow you. Well, that could be 15 years, 20 years. We see an echo of this in the story in the book of Genesis, where Isaac is actually getting older. We're not told how old he was, but he's gone blind and he wants to give his son the blessing, Esau. Well, he actually lives another nearly 20 years before he actually dies. And when we look at Elisha, notice he puts his coat over, his cloak over Elisha. In other words, this is the invitation. You are now part of me because you are covered by my cloak. So we must understand how the scripture is trying to convey the message. And then, well, he says, "Well, let me go say goodbye to my people." And then eventually changes his mind and responds. Now, he takes all that time to burn his oxen and present a meal for his friends. That's going to take hours to do. He could have gone and said goodbye to his people and come back in that time and done everything. So the farewelling of the people is not the point. It's about, "God, I will follow you whenever I am ready." And you know what? This is the biggest mistake you can make in your life. Respond when he calls. Say, "Here I am, Lord, your servant is listening," and then wait for the instructions.